So Rinpoche urges then us in the beginning to give rise to the awakening mind, a loving mind, and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting on them, and meditating upon them. This for the purpose of gaining the level of Buddhahood, enlightenment, that for the purpose then of benefiting beings as vast as the sky.
Tela kang ye par sab tam bichu jiramban ne thepa chim bichu lam ten ju je juza durj ne dunj na ne ye pa khan devar ki pe ning bo ye pa la nam ya chu na ne gopata dum jur pe thon te ni la mada bne ka sunjurwa me chor mada lata bne ka sunjurwa me chor ni ka sang ngun hyu sen de
So from the treasury of all of the teachings, then Rinpoche today is speaking on the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. Then this text is divided into the seven Vajra points. He is currently discussing the fourth of those points, the basic constituent, the Buddha nature. We are in the section dealing with the ten headings, the presentation of that point in ten headings, that we are in the ninth point, that of the constant unchangeability, and of that point, then yesterday he spoke about how the Buddha nature remains unchanged in the state, impure state of ordinary sentient beings, in the pure and impure state, that of bodhisattvas, and today he'll be speaking about how the Buddha nature remains unchanged in the state of complete purity that is in the phase of the Buddhas.
Tela ta hindu nanda gne ka nang jura me sur tenpa la tangbo njurmi je jumtsin dor tenpa jura me pe jumtsin dor tenpa ne yinjur minda meze chudin ser rochab sementami matok ser Tenata do nimi motoser, jingmi chujang maze rangin cher hisavasonge.
So the first then verse deals with the brief teaching, that is the summary for the reasons for unchangeability. And the root goes then approximately as follows. Its nature is not to alter into anything else, because it has inexhaustible qualities. It is a refuge for beings, because it has no future limits, being present until samsara's end. It is always non-dual, because it does not conceptualize. It is also of an indestructible character, because by nature it is the uncreate, or it is uncreated.
Tandalam tajur kun deva yure. Yenjur minda meze chudin ser. Tangbo tel tajur kuno. Devar dirichi nyambu hindu nambar tape hindu namda ke hindu nambar tapa. Deshi nyingbu hindu nambar taba deva chuju ka chujin. Deva deshi nyingbu chujin se na digare. Deva deshi nyingbu te deva chuju ka chikware. Yana de na ye se na yang digito. Leila wadubaya. Chuji yin xin de number tak ben ne gap de yin xi bu chu ke de ne chuji yin do Mazepe
So to put these then into syllogisms will facilitate their understanding. The first one goes then, the subject is the expanse of phenomena which is completely pure, the fruition body of qualities, the Buddha nature. Then that is by nature, then does not change into anything else. The reason for that is because then it is endowed with inexhaustible qualities. And then being endowed with inexhaustible qualities, then it is the reason for its permanency.
Nintu tang ranja dra chomba tso nam lami tupa kapso tene pombo joint che te se dovare pombo joint che pare tene cheva yo mare lami de se dovare te sanje jo komba tupa kapso meze biyin de de pare
ni dra chomba kapso deni yunten se pare
pombo joint che pare te se dovare
Pumpo se jogre.
Pumpo se pare, namki jyoin che pare.
So the reason then is...
Tene san je pakaapsa tenra wo mare. Meze pa yoin tenta ten mare.
So what is meant here by inexhaustible, the foe destroyers of the hearers and solitary realizers, then at the time when they reach the stage of foe destroyer without remainder, then the continuity of the five aggregates then is severed, and that also means then that consciousness is also severed or exhausted. However, that is not the case with reaching the state of complete enlightenment.